Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show. I hope you're having a really pleasant weekend, and hopefully that everything is just going your way. We're very fortunate and blessed that most of the country is having a nice weekend of weather. And I know we are out here in this region of West here, and the rest of you, it'll be fine if you're not, just in case if you're having some issues. Okay. You know what? This is a good time for you to come in, listen to our show, and you know, maybe get you a drink or a beer or a soda or tea or something and just kind of relax. And you've probably been doing a lot, so you may as well listen to us just to take some load off your feet, so to speak, here. Well, listen, we have, for this show, we have a really knowledgeable and very smart guest here. She's very successful. Her name is Barbara Morgan, and she is the founder of the Austin Film Festival. Yeah, that is one ginormous, gigantic, very, you know, it's more than just a film festival, because it's also a festival, film festival, and a writers' conference. They really, really focus a lot on writers, screenwriters, and, you know, just writers, period. It is based in Austin, of course, but it's a lot more than just a film festival. It's not just a regional festival. They have people coming in from all over the world that come to this festival, that submit films for the festival. So the 26th one is taking place next week, October 24th through the 31st. Oh my God, they're ending on Halloween. We have to ask Ms. Morgan about what's planned for Halloween. But anyway, the 26th annual Austin Film Festival and Writers Conference, that's the full name. It will have over 150 panels on the art and craft of writing and storytelling. They're going to have a very prominent slate of industry professionals from New York, LA, and all over. And they're going to, these are people in film, television, and the new media, the new technology media of podcasting and all the rest of that falls under the new media category. Also, one of the big highlights this year is Game of Thrones writers David Benioff and D.B. Weiss will receive the Outstanding Television Writer Award during the conference. They will join, they've given this award in previous years. Some of their other panelists in previous years, Megan Amram, The Good Place, Alec Berg from Barry, Christina Hodson for Transformers, Bumblebee, David Mandel for Veep, and that's just a few of many. And if you are, maybe you've attended the Austin Film Festival and Writers Conference before, you've also, if you have, or maybe if you haven't, some of their previous guests have included some of Hollywood's top names. Director Ron Howard, Judd Apatow, Issa Rae, Norman Lear, the great legendary television creator Norman Lear. That's just a few of many. So yeah, this is a serious festival. Again, it was started in 1993 by Barbara Morgan, our guest. And get this, at the time, she had no film experience. No, she did not. But through her leadership, her guidance and her vision, this festival has become one of the top festivals in North America, really around the world, for the last nearly three decades. And so just high level, everything is all first class, high level. You don't get people like Norman Lear and Ron Howard coming to your festival if you're not, you know, top grade. So if you are a filmmaker, film script writer, if you are in the area, or maybe you know, you can fly in. You can do that if you have that kind of budget. Fly in to the Austin to attend the Austin Film Festival and Writers Conference. It again is October 24th through the 31st. And so now let's bring on the founder of the festival, Barbara Morgan, and she will give us even more insight as to what we can expect at this year's festival. So let's bring her on. Bring her on board right now.
Hello, everyone. This is Janice Malone. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Barb.
Hey, I am so sorry. Nice to meet you.
But it's very nice to meet you. I know you are a very busy lady. You've got this, you just kind of got something to do here between October 24th through October 31st. The 26th annual Austin Film Festival and Conference. I'd just like to say congratulations on the huge success of the conference and the film festival.
Well, thank you.
Now, this year, I'm looking at my notes, 150 panels, storytelling, films, workshops, and from film, television, new media. And it seems like it just gets larger and larger every year. So I know it's too many to list, but just give me just a thumbnail of some of the highlights that attendees can expect.
Well, I mean, we do everything. I guess the first thing that people would expect is that we are a little bit of a different animal. We're a writer's festival, and we honor the writer, and we focus on their contribution to the process of filmmaking. And so the panels are very heavily geared towards story, craft, where the concepts came from, like what are the ideas that essentially evolved into what became their film or their podcast or their play or their television show. And we'll focus on that even if it's something like Game of Thrones. For instance, we have those guys here this year to talk about the creation of the show. And, of course, that was adapted from a series of books. And so they'll talk about that process of re-envisioning it for episodic television. So, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff from HBO this year, Chernobyl, Barry, and we're also, you know, doing something with crossing over from television into film. We could have people talking about that process of writing for both. It could be dealing with problems in your script. We're doing a number of sessions where people will be actually having the opportunity to work with the guy who gave us Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Men in Black, a man named Ed Solomon, who's going to be working with some writers specifically on issues they're having in their screenplays. So it can be some things that are very specific to craft. It can be general fandom like Game of Thrones, or it might be something like breaking into fiction podcasting. Yeah.
You know, we've been doing our show, our podcast show, since 2007, back when no one even cared or knew what a podcast was.
Yeah.
And so,
right, I think they were dead back then, right?
They were totally dead. I had a time trying to explain to people what a podcast was.
What it is.
Yeah. And so, gosh, 12 years later, I can't believe what a boom podcasting has become. So how have you, and you've had the festival long enough to see how new technology has really impacted films and writing and television as far as this distribution is concerned. Any advice that you would have to filmmakers and writers, especially now with podcasting being so huge, should they look out for more so for that technology as well as just your standard films or what?
Well, I mean, I don't mean to be contradictory about it, but the reality is, as far as, you know, what I've seen over the last 26 years is that you can't worry about the technology. The storytellers are storytellers, and they need to tell their story, and they need to do it and work on the craft of making the best story they can make, and maybe not be so dead set on, oh, this is a fiction podcast, or this is a television pilot. Really, what they should be doing is, you know, looking at the fluidity of the industry at this point and being able to keep an open mind about how their story might best be served in whatever medium they might be able to get attention for it. And, you know, podcasting, you were just bringing up how hard it was to even, you know, talk about it 10, 12 years ago. Well, the reality now is that Hollywood has decided that podcasts are the same. And so they're taking fiction podcasts and turning them into television programs and plays. You know, I think Limetown is having this whole new life in different mediums because people can see it as more than just a podcast. And I think that's really how people who have a great story idea need to be thinking. What could this be? It could be anything.
So true. So very true. Well, you know, we talk with a lot of independent filmmakers from actually around the world, and I would just like for you to talk about, well, let me go back. A lot of those filmmakers, they have that big dream, you know, maybe this is their second or third, sometimes first film, and they're already thinking, my film belongs at Tribeca or Cannes or somewhere like that. So talk about how important it is to start with regional film festivals and how important that is.
Well, I think that what's happened in the industry, I mean, and this is a product of technology for sure, but what's happened over the last probably 20 years is we used to see actually a lot more independent film in theaters. And now that's dwindled quite a bit in that format. We're seeing them now on Netflix and Amazon and other outlets, Hulu. And the reality is there's so many people making them, way more than there were 20 years ago, because the affordability of making a film digitally is, you know, 10 times easier economically than it used to be. And because of that, the outlets, though, are primarily interested in films that are bigger, films that have either IP or have some kind of recognizable presence in them that it's going to get an audience immediately. And so a lot of people who are making really great indie films are having a hard time getting them out there. And what happened in the last certainly probably 15 years is that festivals have become almost a distribution system for independent film. That first film may never get any kind of release in a formal way, but it may actually be able to play festivals, get some attention in various regional markets, get some attention for that director, that writer, that director, that creator, and then open doors for them for their next film. And that's really how people, you know, people make their first film, especially, and you'd never get a film made if you weren't a little bit clueless about the way it works, you know? If you actually were looking at the real process, you'd think, why the heck would I do this? I'm never going to be able to sell it. It'll never make it out there. And if you thought that way, you know, you're not going to want to do it. And the truth is, there's so much great content out there that people are bulletproof and get it made and get it funded and produce it, but then can't quite find the outlet for a broader audience. And festivals, regional festivals especially, do become that. We're really not a regional festival in the sense that we don't serve the Austin market, just the Austin market. We're here in Austin, but because we're a writers festival, we actually are serving an international audience. And most of the people that actually come to the festival are 75% of the people that come are coming from outside of Austin.
Oh, that's
so
good to hear.
They're really coming. Yeah, they're coming to go to the conference, and they're coming to get discovered by production companies and studios and agencies who are here for writers in silly television. And so we have kind of two different audiences, and so we really focus on showing films that have strong narrative structure to them. They're, you know, really either narrative documentaries, like a strong narrative documentary or strong narrative fiction. And though that said, you know, we're not a market for films, for instance, like Cannes. We're not a place where people are coming to sell a particular film. You know, I'm sure everybody has the hopes that will happen, but the reality is we're coming to help them get recognized by people in the industry and show off their stories and maybe get work in some other way.
I can only imagine how many submissions that you guys get per year. How many did you get this year?
Well, the screenplay competition and television pilot competitions together got 12,000 entries.
Oh, my goodness.
The film competition got, I think, just under 6,300.
So. Oh, my stars. Okay, so what month do you start sorting through everything? I can imagine your staff and workers must be a long line all the way from Vegas to Austin. My goodness.
we don't really stop. I mean, we're, the festival's 2 weeks away and 2 weeks from tomorrow. And we are already working on our event schedule for next year. So it kind of never stops. We also have a television show and a radio program that we produce out of the festival. And so it goes on all year. It's on PBS nationally. And so because of that, there's just no downtime here, and we're always producing something,
And that's good. Busy, that's some good positive busy there. That is really good. Well,
yes, that's right.
Well, lastly, I'd like to ask you the future of women and people of color in writing and film and television. What does that look like nowadays?
Well, I have to say, it's the last 3 years since the conversation has been more than just a conversation. It's been, made loud and clear, I think. That has made a big difference. I mean, we're showing a number of films this year that are by people of color, and not just from both shorts and features, and from writers and directors. So we're definitely seeing an uptick in it. And from the screenplay portion of it, the competition in that realm, we definitely are. I think a large part of it is when people can come somewhere like here or another festival or at the Academy, like even at the Academy Awards, and see people who look like them, then their chances of actually believing that they can get through the gauntlet of the entertainment industry to make it, to actually getting something produced or picked up is possible. And I think, like I said, that's the last 3 years been something we're seeing a marked difference each year in a much greater way.
And that's always good. There's enough room, there's enough opportunity and money, I think, for everyone who has the talent and the hard work ethics to make it happen. And
Not only that, it's storytellers are storytellers. Yeah. It really doesn't matter what your culture is,
That's very true.
That's universal.
Yeah,
so.
Very, very true. Well, okay. Once again, it's the 26th annual Austin Film Festival and Conference, October 24th. Through the 31st. Oh my God, you end on Halloween night. Oh, what's going to happen? What do you guys got planned?
Isn't that crazy? We actually have most of our horror films showing prior to the closing night, because the closing night we have Ford versus Ferrari, and we have two films on our closing night. So it's a pretty big evening for us. And it's a, Halloween in Austin, Texas is pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Trying to keep counter-programming from all the craziness downtown.
Well, it's such a delight to chat with you. I've, known of your festival for a long, long time. And, you guys, as I said earlier, you just seem to get larger and larger every year. And you're doing such great work for writers out here. And so just keep it up. That's it.
Well, it was very great to meet you. Thank you.
Same here, and have a wonderful festival.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, that is Miss Barbara Morgan, founder of the Austin Film Festival and Writers Conference. Once again, will take place October 24th through the 31st. They're ending on Halloween. Oh, my God. But as Barbara explained, they're going to have a lot of activities going on at their conference. And so a lot of the heavy-duty Halloween activity obviously will be taking place more in the central part of Austin in the downtown area. But, hey, you know, if you've never been to Austin, if you're listening from, you know, another country or maybe a different region of North America, one of Austin, Texas, one of their theme taglines is "Keep Austin Weird," and it's meant in a nice way, in a fun way. Austin is very eclectic, very serious city when it comes. You know, obviously it's the capital city of Texas. University of Texas Austin is there, very prestigious campus, very prestigious university. But Austin kind of reminds me, it's like the Berkeley of Texas. That's for me one way of looking at it. And lots of great talent and educational opportunities, business opportunities, technology, so much goes on there. So the Keep Austin Weird is it's true to a point, but it's also meant in jest and a lot of fun as well. So want more information about the festival, we have the link right there on our site, on our show page, as I should say, AustinFilmFestival.com. You can get tickets, you can look at the schedule, you can look at all the panelists and the panel workshops and everything. And especially if you are a writer, you really do need to zone in and attend this conference festival, because they heavy duty focus on script writing, screenwriting, and just writing in general when it comes to the world of film and television. So you may want to definitely check that out. So, again, October the 24th through the 31st. And we thank you, Barbara Morgan, for being our guest and giving us an insight as to what we can expect from this year's conference and festival. And that is going to do it for us for this edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Check us out, filmfestivalradio.com. Drop us a line, info@filmfestivalradio.com. And our social media pages are all there. You can, you know, I don't have enough time to go through all of those, which, you know, by now, we've been doing this 12 years. You know where we are. So anyway, thank you guys, as always, for listening, and we'll see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio. Have a great rest of the weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.